From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been just over 5 weeks since the new Baghdad security plan was begun. U.S. military officials are cautiously optimistic about it, saying the numbers show that it's working. Even so, there was a suicide bombing in the heavily fortified heart of the city today, and it injured a top government official. NPR's Lourdes Casir-Navarro has this look at how the security plan is going in Baghdad.
Yesterday, a rocket landed in Baghdad's Green Zone, near where U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was holding a news conference with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. And today, a double bombing attack on Iraq's Sunni deputy prime minister sent him to the hospital. He was in his house near the Green Zone when a man walked in wearing a suicide vest and detonated it. The man was apparently a member of the deputy prime minister's personal staff. Moments later, a car bomb exploded in the parking lot outside that the attacker had left on a timer. Despite the positive indicators of reduced violence reported by the U.S. and Iraqi security forces, reality often gets in the way of rhetoric here. The street is eerily empty in the South Baghdad neighborhood of Doura. Men from Baker Company of the 2nd Division 12th Infantry roll through it, blaring a message in Arabic. Yesterday, the coalition forces killed a terrorist who was trying to blow up a roadside bomb. We found the IED after getting a call from the people. Please give us information about these terrorists who are trying to destroy Iraq, it says. The convoy repeatedly stops, pressing the few men hanging out on the street for information. Lieutenant Ryan Nelson leans out of his Humvee and speaks through an interpreter, promising help for the depressed neighborhood once security has been restored.
About a month and a half ago, we went to all the schools, and we got a list of supplies and everything that they needed. They said they needed. We submitted the list, and we're working on buying everything. But right now, we can't focus on that. We want that to be our main focus, is to help these people. But that cannot be our main focus when we're trying to battle these IEDs on the roads.
This is the often frustrating fight for Baghdad. Local residents are tight-lipped. The enemy is elusive. And at least here, projects that could create goodwill are still stymied by violence. Even perceived victories are murky. The day before, a local tipped off the unit that an IED was going to target them. The soldiers then shot and killed a man whom they believed was involved in placing the IED. But these residents tell the lieutenant that the dead man was an innocent gasoline seller who was well known in the area.
He has no fault to die.
No, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all.
Yeah.
Tell him, I don't believe him.
The convoy rolls away. The linchpins of the new security plan are the joint security stations, where the U.S. military and the Iraqi security services work together in neighborhoods. But there's little trust between the partners so far. Sergeant Brandon Velasquez from Muskegee, Michigan, says that the new Iraqi recruits his unit has patrolled with are less than inspiring.
We had like 85 national police that were brand new to the program. They didn't have boots. Most of them had never fired their weapons. It was ridiculous. Some of them have no discipline whatsoever. It's horrible.
Most of the people in this neighborhood are Sunni. They tell the Americans that they are welcome, but the police, who are perceived to be allied to the Shiite militias, are not. At a checkpoint at the very end of the street which the Americans are patrolling is an Iraqi commando in a ski mask who refused to give his name for security reasons. He says angrily that he is not allowed to freely patrol the area without the Americans.
Only when the government is truly in the hands of the Iraqis will we have power in this street. Now, we are slaves in the hands of the Americans.
But when the police are allowed to roam, their tactics can be brutal. NPR was able to get a copy of a tape of Iraqi police interrogating two suspected foreign fighters captured in a nearby neighborhood. The men with long dreadlocks and beards are blindfolded and kneeling. The police pull on their hair, taunting them by asking, "How many have you slaughtered?" Witnesses in the neighborhood say the men, who are believed to be Afghans, were summarily executed and their bodies dumped near a police checkpoint. For now, the massive bloodletting, which saw at times over 100 sectarian murders a day in the capital in 2006, has been slowed. Still, the death toll figures given privately by Baghdad's main morgue far exceed those released by the Ministry of Interior or the U.S. military. A morgue worker who is not authorized to speak on the record told NPR that the numbers that are officially released include only unidentified bodies dumped in the streets of the city. but the morgue worker says that there are many other victims whose bodies are identified and claimed by their families, and those numbers are not incorporated into the official tallies.
The Ministry of Interior and the Americans don't give the right numbers. If we tell them that we have 140 bodies, they reduce it. Supposing we have 190 bodies, the identified are 100, so those left over are 90. The officials on TV only mention those lower numbers.
Yesterday, there were 42 victims of sectarian attacks here, according to the Baghdad morgue. The Ministry of Interior put that death toll at 25. Even so, for Baghdad, the morgue worker says the body count is far less than before the so-called surge began.
For us here at the morgue, it is not considered a big number of deaths now. You know, at the beginning, I couldn't stand the situation, seeing all these killings, but day by day, it's turned into a natural thing. I view them now as people who have gone to sleep.
The U.S. military says the real results of the Baghdad security operation won't be evident until at least June. There have been lulls in the violence here before, sometimes lasting months at a time. Iraqi and U.S. forces swept into the western areas of the capital this week as the battle for Baghdad moved on. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.